Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello, another solo episode here, and today I want to talk to you about a formula that you can use when you're learning how to set your goals. Okay, this is like your commandments, and based on my experience and based on all the interviews I've had, these are some of the things that I've observed and the trends that I've seen. So the first thing that you should do is to define what you really want, right? I think a lot of times many of us get into this place where we think we should do something based on what our parents said, based on what our friends said, based on what society thinks someone like me or someone like you should do. But look internally. What do you want? Define what you really want. Start off with that, because that is going to be the foundation of everything that you decide to be in the future. Okay? So number one, define what you really want. And number two, see the goal in your mind's eye. See the goal in your mind's eye. I just finished reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which is a great book, by the way. Great book. And it talks about the power of visualization, the power of programming your thoughts for what you really want, the power of audibly, the power of audibly saying your goals out loud so that you memorize the goals, you say it out loud, you think about how you feel when you achieve that goal, and then you just position yourself in that place. So practice that. That does a few things. It makes you, keeps you motivated, one. It also ensures that you're not complacent, and it ensures that you stay positive. So make sure you're able to see that goal in your mind's eye. It's one thing to define what you really want, but then you got to go even a step further and see it in your mind's eye. Visualize it. Number three, give it a starting date and a completion date. So to keep yourself accountable, you know, to make sure that you're able to understand that it takes a level of commitment to do what you said you want to do, understand that you need to give yourself a deadline, much like a test, much like a semester. When does this goal start? When are you going to start working on it? And when is it going to end? When are you going to make the money you said you're going to make? When are you going to become the TEDx speaker that you said you want to be? When are you going to achieve this particular goal that you've set? Give it a starting date and a completion date. You know, just make sure you do that. The thing you're going to note is not that if you don't complete it that day, you're a failure. It's that it's the fact that you are understanding that this is a priority. And much like with any priority you have, you give it a deadline. And you do your best to make sure you meet that deadline. Okay? So define what you really want, number one. Two, see the goal in your mind's eye. And number three, give it a starting date and a completion date. For number four, this is about practicing those positive affirmative statements. You know, write down as an I will and I am statement. I will do this by then. I am such and such. I will do this by this. I am such and such. Practice saying that. A lot of times our natural instinct is to be negative, is to be fearful. And because of that, we react out of I can't, I'm not ready, you know, what's the point? I want you to replace all those statements with I will and I am. And there's an important thing that happens when you do this. You start to believe this. Even if you don't believe it at first, you know, stare into the mirror, wherever you are in the world, whether you're in the subway, in the shower, say I am this, I will, I will, I will, and then write it down and say it again. So write it down as an I will statement and practice saying it out loud. Number five, see the obstacles in advance. See the obstacles in advance. Whenever I go on stage and I'm speaking, a lot of times one exercise that I practice is to anticipate objections to my thoughts, just because I want to be ready for what, you know, opposition may be. And if you're able to see the obstacles in advance, you're able to also prepare your mind for, you know, for that. You're able to also prepare your mind for what's to come and you know, strengthen your resolve and maybe think about creative ways to maneuver that or answer those questions. So see the obstacles in advance. It's not going to be an easy thing to be the best at what you want to be, but it is possible and there will be obstacles, but are you ready for those obstacles? So see the obstacles. Immediately follow that up with number six, list all the benefits. What are the benefits of these goals? You know, these are, you know, what are the things that will happen as a result of you doing what you said you're going to do? How will you feel? What type of person would you be as a result of that? What type of, you know, growth will you experience? You know, physically, spiritually, financially. List those benefits. It's always important to look at that because it reminds you of why you started on that goal in the first place. You know, why you headed down that path. And then that's number six. List all the benefits. Number seven, resolve to pay the price. I saw this from an upcoming episode with Paul Cummins. He's got a great book called It All Matters. He talks about the importance of resolving to pay the price. And you've got to be willing to pay the price. I was listening to Will Smith, the great Will Smith, on one of his stories. He said something so fascinating to me. He said, self-discipline is self-love, right? A lot of times when we think about discipline, we think about it as a chore. We think about it as something that's strenuous. But what self-discipline actually is, it's a commitment to ourselves to be the best version of ourselves. So what happens if we reframe our mind to start saying, well, I'm not punishing myself. I'm actually doing what I'm supposed to do because I said I wanted to be this person. And so if we can reframe that and we can commit to paying the price that it will take, is it this amount of hours? Is it cutting these amount of friends? Is it making sure that I go to the school? Is it committing to emailing X amount of people every day? Are you willing to resolve to pay the price? Write a contract out to yourself, sign it, and say, I, such and such, will pay this price. That's number seven, resolve to pay the price. Number eight, form a well-defined action plan. Too many people just say the goals, but they don't have action plans. What are the daily, weekly, and monthly things that you can do to ensure that this goal is achieved? I'll give you an example. I have a goal to read 60 books this year. What I did with the math is that's 5 books a month. So my thing is I have to be able to read 5 books a month. That could come down to 30 pages a day, 40 pages a day, but I detailed that plan that way. So I had a well-defined plan and a well-defined plan. I want to speak at, you know, over 40 events, and I know what that means. You got to reach out to X amount of people and then follow up this amount of times until you get this amount of responses. Ask for referrals every time. So what are your well-defined plans? That's number eight. And number nine is codify the lessons you've learned from the actions you've taken. Acknowledge them as well. So when you're doing all these things, you know, you've seen the goal in your mind's eye, you've written your I will statements, your I am statements, you've formed a well-defined action plan. What are the lessons you've learned? Inevitably, you're going to come across obstacles. But what are the lessons you've learned during those obstacles, right? Write them down. And then systemize them in a place where you can say, these are the lessons I've learned, and this is how I'm going to proceed. Which leads me to number 10, continue to take action. It doesn't stop. The idea of self-growth is not something that ends at a particular date. They say the graveyard is the richest place in the world because of all the unrealized potential, unfulfilled dreams. I don't want any of you listening to this podcast to contribute to that wealth. I want you all to die empty because you're continuing to take action. Adopt a growth mindset. Understand that this commitment to being the best version of yourself is ultimately how you can be the best leader in the world that you can be. And so on this journey of self-discovery and self-growth, I hope that these 10 plans and these 10 commandments give you some sort of inspiration to go out and make an impact in the world. I love you all and continue to use your difference to make a difference. Boom.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.